Number 1.
Sim 1 is an unusual robot. Sim is short for simulator, which means a thing that imitates something real. What does Sim 1 imitate? It imitates a living human being. It looks like a man. It has a nose, teeth, hair, and even blinking eyelids. It has a heart that beats and a chest that moves up and down when it breathes. Everything is controlled by a computer. Doctors use Sim 1 to teach students how to care for people who are ill. Number 2.
Do you have a hard time falling asleep? Do you sleep in a dark and quiet room? Many people think that's the best way to fall asleep. But French scientists did an experiment. They found that boring situations help people fall asleep better than darkness and silence. In this experiment, people lying in a fully lit room listened to a sound repeat itself. They fell asleep more easily than people lying in quiet darkness. So if you can't get to sleep, listen to the faucet drip or watch the corner traffic light. Number 3.
Winter Activities Festival. Join us for a day of family fun at the Winter Activities Festival. You can try a variety of awesome outdoor winter activities for free. Date: Saturday, February 16th. Time: 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Place: Willoughby Park Campground Day Use Area. Activities include lake curling, ice fishing, skating, bring your own skates, campfire, winter crafts. Number 4.
My youngest child was thrilled when it came time for her to start kindergarten. On her first day, I wanted to make sure we had plenty of time for breakfast and getting ready. So I woke everybody up early, so early that it was still dark. I was dressing when my daughter came into my room looking troubled. "What's wrong?" I asked, showing as much cheerfulness as I could at that hour. "This is your big day," she said in a disappointing way. "You didn't tell me I was going to night school."
Number 5.
One afternoon, a man rides up to the U.S.-Mexico border on his bicycle carrying a large bag. The guard stops him and asks, "What's in the bag?" "Sand," replies the man. "We'll see about that," says the guard. He opens the bag, empties it out, and finds nothing but sand. The guard lets the man cross the border. The next day, the same thing happens. This sequence of events repeats daily for 3 years, until finally the man doesn't show up. A week later, the guard runs into him in a bar in Mexico. "Hey, buddy," says the guard, "I know you are smuggling something. Just between you and me, what was it?" The man says, "Bicycles." Number 6.
One day, Frank Baum made up a story for some children. It was about a girl named Dorothy. She went from her home to a strange land. It was a magical place. One of the children asked Baum about the name of this strange land. He looked around the room. He saw a filing cabinet. One drawer was labeled A to G. The next was labeled H to N. The last drawer was O to Z. He looked at the last drawer and named the land Oz. Baum later wrote the book, The Wonderful Wizard of Oz. Number 7.
Winter is a very bad time for thin people. They usually feel cold during these months. When they are cold, they will feel sad. In hot summer weather, on the other hand, overweight people may feel unhappy. The summer heat makes them feel very tired. When it's windy, rainy, or snowy, the air pressure is usually low. Low air pressure relaxes people. It increases forgetfulness. So people can leave packages and umbrellas on buses and in stores. Are you feeling sad, tired, or forgetful today? The weather may be the cause. Number 8.
Welcome to 5-Minute English. I'm your host, Green Miller. Our topic today is animal idioms. These compare human characteristics with animals. Do you feel very uncomfortable in some situations? We can say, you are a fish out of water. And someone who breaks a lot of things is a bull in a china shop. Does someone refuse to see your point of view? We can say, you're as stubborn as a mule. And something that is expensive but has no use is a white elephant. Number 9.
We have a set of 6-year-old twins in the family. They are Kyle and Keaton. They're not identical, but it's sometimes hard to tell them apart. At family gatherings, it's common to hear, I'm not Kyle, I'm Keaton, or I'm not Keaton, I'm Kyle. At a party, a cousin of mine asked, Kyle, would you like some cake? Annoyed, the boy answered, I'm not Kyle. After a moment, looking surprised, he added, wait a minute, I am Kyle. Number 10.
Ms. Wilson was an unlucky woman. So many bad things happened to her. She was always getting into accidents. None of them were her fault. 1 year ago, there was a small earthquake. It caused a telephone pole to crack. The pole landed on top of Ms. Wilson's car. Another time, there was a small storm. Ms. Wilson loves the rain. She walked outside to enjoy it. Within 1 minute, she was struck by lightning. Everyone was worried about Ms. Wilson because she had so much bad luck. One day, that all changed. Ms. Wilson tripped on the sidewalk. She found a lottery ticket lying on the ground. It had the winning numbers. She was now an unlucky millionaire. Number 11.
The lungfish lives through the dry season in Africa. It goes down into the mud, curls up in a ball, and seals itself in clay. Inside this cozy shelter, it goes to sleep. As the water dries up, the mud hardens around it in a clay coating. When the rainy season comes, the water softens the clay and the fish comes out alive and well. European explorers used to ship these hard balls of clay home, where they would be dropped in water. Then, as the clay softened, a live fish came out. Number 12.
Dear Counselor, the most popular girl in school, Harper, invited me to her birthday party. But she didn't invite my best friend Paula. I didn't even tell Paula about the party because I didn't want to hurt her feelings. Today, Paula invited me to go to Disney World on the same weekend as the birthday party. I didn't say yes or no. I'd love to go to Disney World, but I don't want to miss the party. And I don't want to lose Paula as a friend. I have to give her an answer soon. What can I say? Love, Lisa. Number 13.
Athletes believe in luck. We do everything we can to get some luck. For example, I always wear the same pair of socks for every game. My socks are starting to get pretty old. They have holes in them, but they help me win. Other people have special clothes. My friend Sharon always wears a shirt with her university's name on it. That shirt's getting pretty old, too. Other people have other ways to get luck. My friend Bill jumps up and down 3 times before each game starts. He thinks this brings good results. Number 14.
One day, my friend Darren was shopping at the mall. She noticed a mother with 3 little girls and a baby. While the woman tried to shop, all the girls called out, "Mama." The woman's patience was wearing thin as they kept calling "Mama." Finally, Darren heard her say, "I don't want to hear the word mama for at least 5 minutes." A few seconds went by. Then one girl tugged on her mother's skirt and said, "Excuse me, miss." Number 15.
A rich man claimed that a poor man owed him $250. The poor man refused to pay him. So the rich man decided to sue the poor man. He asked a young lawyer named Lincoln to take on the case. The lawyer wondered whether he should take on the case or not. He thought very deeply. Then he said that he would take on the case if the rich man gave him $1,000 as his fee. The rich man gave him the money. Lincoln went to see the poor man. He said, "If you give the money to the rich man, I will give you double the amount, $500. The poor man naturally gave the rich man $250. Everyone was happy. Number 16.
What are the dreams of the blind like? It all depends on when they became blind. If it happened after they were about 7 or so, their dreams are similar to those of sighted people. It's a different story for people who have been blind from birth or who became blind when very young. Since they've never known what it's like to see, or they have forgotten, they don't see anything in their dreams. Instead, they rely on the senses they have. Their dreams involve sounds, as well as smells, feelings, and tastes. Number 17.
Solar Power Domestic Solutions. Turn the sun's light into electricity with solar panels. Cut your heating bills and help the environment. Quick and easy to install. Reduce your electricity bill by up to 60%. Call Johnson Hill at 043-445-6894 for information. No calls before 9 a.m. or on Sundays, please. Number 18.
My 3-year-old granddaughter had to pass an interview before she could be admitted to preschool. To prepare for the interview, her mother taught her answers to possible questions, such as her name, age, and family details. The day before the interview, I decided to test her readiness. And I asked her, "What is your father's name?" She turned to me wide-eyed in surprise. Then she asked, "Don't you know your own son's name?" Number 19.
It is said that the ancient Romans once used tickling to torture people to death. They would tie some poor guy down and dip his feet in salt water. Then they brought a goat and had it lick the salt water off his feet. Goats like salt. The victim laughed his head off. But meanwhile, the goat's rough tongue would be scraping the skin off his feet. When the goat finished, they dip the victim's feet in salt water again and start over. Eventually, the guy would die horribly, laughing all the while. Number 20.
Leonardo da Vinci needed a model for Jesus for his painting The Last Supper. He found a choir member named Pietro. After finding a model for Jesus, Leonardo da Vinci made great progress in painting The Last Supper. As soon as Leonardo finished painting Jesus, Pietro left for Rome to study music. While there, he met some bad friends, spent all his money, and lived a fast life. His face, which had been noble enough to become a model for Jesus, changed because of this. Eventually, his good looks were gone. After painting Jesus, Leonardo looked for a model for Judas, who betrayed Jesus. He couldn't find a face that was mean and vulgar enough. After many years of agony, he finally found the model for Judas and finished the painting. When the painting was finished, he discovered that the model for Judas was the very same person who had modeled for Jesus, Pietro.
Number 21.
Who named a huge country after a tiny village? It was the French explorer Jacques Cartier, and the country was Canada. Although he was not the first European to reach Canada, Cartier was the first to thoroughly explore it. From 1534 onward, he made three voyages to Canada. Cartier tried to find out what the Indian name for the country was. However, the Indians he asked did not properly understand him and thought he was inquiring about their village. So they said Canada, which meant village. Number 22.
MTF asked students how frequently their parents check if they have done their homework. According to the results, about 15% of 8th graders reported that their parents never or rarely check about their homework. This rises to over 40% for 10th graders. About a quarter of students reported that their parents sometimes check. Among 8th graders, almost 40% of parents often check. Among 10th graders, about 30% of parents often check. Number 23.
My first day of school at Century Junior High was very cold. I was a 13-year-old boy who was frozen with fear when the teacher introduced me to the class. From the front of the class, I looked at black, brown, and yellow faces. I was the only white student in the class, At the end of homeroom, a group of kids hit me. I didn't do anything. But these kids didn't need a reason to hit me. I was just new and a different color than they were. So they just hit me. That is just the way it is here. Number 24.
When I was young, I had a dream to change the world. When I grew older and wiser, I realized that the world would not change. So, I narrowed my dream and decided to change my country. This was impossible as well. When I became very old, I chose to change my family. Yet no one changed. Now I realize that if I had changed myself, my family would have changed due to my change. On seeing the change, I might have become more confident and my country could have changed for the better. Who knows? Maybe the whole world would have changed too. Number 25.
Everyone should have a hobby. First, it will help you improve your time management skills. If you don't manage your time well, you won't have time for your hobby. Second, having a hobby relieves stress from your daily life. When you are totally absorbed in your hobby, you are not thinking about what stresses you out. Third, you can make new friends and improve your social skills. You will join clubs or go to events, meeting new people who share your interest. Lastly, having a hobby will keep your brain in good shape. Learning a new skill makes new connections in the brain, and these connections slow down aging. Having a hobby can change your life in many ways. Number 26.
I was teaching English to newly arrived Mexican immigrants to improve their chances of finding a job. At our weekly classes, I asked them to greet me with, "Good morning, Mr. Marcus," "Good afternoon, Mr. Marcus," or "Good evening, Mr. Marcus." I also encouraged them to say these short greetings whenever they had the chance. One day, I saw a student of mine escorting her son to the school bus. After kissing the boy goodbye, she turned to the driver, waved to him, and with a big smile shouted, "Good morning, Mr. Marcus." Number 27.
A belief in the power of names is common in many cultures. Some Native Americans have two names. Everyone knows one name, but the other name is kept secret. If others know it, they have power over that person. The people of Indonesia sometimes change their names after an accident or illness. They want to confuse the evil spirits that brought the trouble. Those spirits won't know who to go to if the person has a new name. Similar beliefs in the power of names can be found in all parts of the world, from Egypt to Alaska. Number 28.
Lori's family had lunch together every Sunday. They always went to the same restaurant. It was an all-you-can-eat buffet. They loved eating. This was the perfect restaurant for them. Her mom always ate the most. She would serve herself at least 4 plates. Her dad was a picky eater. The buffet gave him plenty of options. Her grandma loved the buffet the most. She always brought a bag with her. She would make sure no one was looking at her. Then she would put some food into the bag. The bag was always full by the time she left.
Number 29.
Many people think that teachers give too much homework. They don't think it should be necessary for children to study at home after school. Not long ago, a group of Greek parents complained about the difficult homework their children couldn't do. Those parents thought that most homework was a waste of time, so they didn't want their kids to do any. Spain and Turkey are two countries in which teachers recently stopped giving homework. In Denmark, Germany, and several other countries in Europe, teachers cannot give homework on weekends. Number 30.
Cindy's class had a newspaper. The students write stories, articles, and poems for it. Then, one of them types up their work and prints it out. The teacher pins everything up on the wall so that it looks like a large, open newspaper. One day, Cindy said to her teacher, "Most newspapers have advertisements and notices. Can we have them in ours?" The teacher thought this was a very good idea. She said it was Cindy's job to read and choose them. Cindy asked the other students for advertisements and notices. Here are some of the ones she received. For sale, almost new, 12-speed bicycle, bike rack, and a headlight included. Best offer, see Tony. Lost, a silver ring with a blue stone in it. Reward, see Pam. Work wanted, strong child willing to work in the garden and do housework. 3 hours a week, no experience, see Minjun. Found, a silver ring with a blue stone. See Jenny. Number 31.
Elephants never forget. We know this because of an experiment many years ago by a professor in Germany. He taught an elephant to choose between two wooden boxes, one marked with a square, the other with a circle. The box with a square had food in it, and the other didn't. It took 330 tries before the elephant figured out that square meant food. Once it got the idea, though, the elephant always picked out the right box. After a year, the professor returned and tested the elephant again. Amazingly enough, the elephant still remembered which marking was the sign for food. Number 32.
Queen Victoria, who was admired by the British people, went to the beach one day with her servants. She shouted towards the rough sea with authority, "Sea, you shall be calm." But the sea did not become any calmer. She shouted again, "Sea, be calm." The result was the same. She then turned towards her servants, who stood wondering what she was doing. She looked at them smiling and said, "Do not trouble me. Don't lift me up like a god. I am a mere human being who cannot make the waves of the sea become calm." Number 33.
The solar system is like a huge merry-go-round. All the planets move around the sun in the same direction. If you were to look down from above the sun's north pole, you would see that all the planets circle the sun in a counterclockwise direction. However, not all the moons obey this traffic rule. Most moons orbit their planets in a counterclockwise direction, but some go the other way. Jupiter has moons that go both ways. The moons don't crash into each other because they stay at different distances from Jupiter. Number 34.
Daniel Defoe wrote a book called The Adventures of Robinson Crusoe. It was about a man who lived on a deserted island. But did you know that there was a real-life Robinson Crusoe? His name, however, wasn't Robinson Crusoe, but Alexander Selkirk. Selkirk was a sailor on a ship. One day, he had a fight with his captain. He left the ship and stayed on an island off the coast of Chile. Selkirk lived on the deserted island for more than 4 years. Defoe heard about Selkirk's experience. Number 35.
Since the start of the coronavirus pandemic, countless sports leagues worldwide have been either postponed or canceled. Yet baseball fans around the world rejoiced when, after a 5-week delay, the KBO League finally opened on Tuesday. For those watching, though, many things may have seemed unfamiliar. Normally, Korean baseball games are loud events with lots of cheering and singing. However, on Tuesday, the games were almost silent. Games were played in almost completely empty stadiums. Although cheerleaders, umpires, and coaches were present, all wore face masks. Players did not high-five after each run, and physical contact was almost completely banned. When interviewed, one player said, "It felt strange to play without fans, but it felt good to play baseball again."